change this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Change this with we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Hey everybody, it is August 13th, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 224, where nobody is prepared except for Ryan. Ryan, you remembered what day it was and everything. What's going on?
Uh-huh.
You have a question for us, I hear.
I do, actually. I saw this Reddit thing. It was an Ask Reddit, and I thought, dang, that seems like a good question for Thursday. And someone asked, if you were a god, what... Like, I think they stated as, if Zeus chose you to become one of the new gods, what would you be the god of, and what would your first godly action be? And I think you could apply it to, like, D&D. You know how the D&D gods sometimes have, like, three things? Because there's no fucking way I'm going to just have one thing that I'm, you know, I'm going to have at least three. But, you know, what are those things, and then what's your first godly action that you take? Go.
Sure. off the top of my head, I am the new god of time. Time allows me to manipulate time, move forward and backward through time. And the first thing I'm going to do is see how my chosen, the chosen of the time pantheon turn out and how I can best manipulate them in the future so that I am take over as the one true god.
Oh, shit. Okay, let's hope Zeus doesn't ask Chris first, because we're in trouble.
Why does it gotta be Zeus, man? Fuck.
That's what Reddit said. You know, I don't know.
That's cool. No, I like your question, and I'll let everybody answer in just a second. But me and Amy were talking on our walk today. One of somebody we met in the neighborhood. Side tangent. When I said, "Hey, Amy, you want to go for a walk?" Amy's idea for a walk is just to get a little exercise. Mine is, "Let's go meet people in the neighborhood." And she gets really annoyed by that. She's like, "I don't want to talk to anybody right now." But anyways, one of the kids we met, the mom was there too. Don't worry, we just don't talk to little kids. Her name was Freya. Yeah. And I was thinking to myself,
cool.
How is it that most people know, like, the Greek pantheon, but hardly any of the other pantheons? Even though, like, right. Especially in Minnesota, where we're like German and Norse. Like, you would think that most people would know the Scandinavian pantheons more, but not many people do. Anyways, that was just a sidebar.
What was Freya's mom's name?
Stephanie. Thank you for asking me, because I need to write this down, because I've been writing down names of people so I can remember in the neighborhood.
How old was Freya? I just know a Freya. Three. That's June's age. Okay. That is a different Freya. And I think she might... she doesn't really live up that way. So it would be weird if you ran into her.
What was the little boy's name? Fuck. Oh, shit. I don't remember. Amy will remember. It had something to do with somebody who's famous. But anyways... that's a good question.
It reminded me of, like, The Office when Michael Scott's saying, like, let me show you the trick to being a salesperson. First, you got to come up with ways to remember them. And then he points at people and he's like, Batman bald. And, like, double chin a-hole. You know, like, and he starts naming these insulting names and they're all like,
I think that's where Trump got his ability to make nicknames.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Wait, anybody else got an answer? You can just have a fun answer, too. It needs to be, like, the best answer, like mine.
Yours is the best?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you what his
okay.
Let me his godly powers would be. It would be rage and sarcasm.
God of sarcasm? That's a good one.
That actually is pretty sweet. I mean, Dave should have his own pick, but I like that combo. Yeah.
He might be able to get the followers of the time pantheon so angry with your sarcasm that they just screw up.
Right.
Sorry, I couldn't help it.
No, that's good. It's like, thing is, I only get rage. It's weird. I only get rageful with, like, certain things.
Adam
can draw out rage in me. It's like, it is a brother-like thing where it's like, I know it shouldn't bother me. Anyone can say the same exact thing Adam does, but when Adam does it, it goes like, I just go like, fuck, it just grates on me.
It's kind of sad, because if you ever get, like, an emerging superpower based on that you can only use when you're rageful or angry, Adam can't help you practice with it.
Oh, that's true.
Right. Oh. What else is there? I don't know. It should be a fun power. Or, not fun power. Fun, like, spear. Because spears are where it's at.
True.
God of procrastination?
Nothing ever gets done.
Everybody would be a god then.
No, but think how powerful. I have, like, the most followers on the planet.
Yeah, that's true. They'd be everybody.
Yeah.
But nothing gets done. I, like, never get around to doing whatever I need to do. It's, like, unlimited power. And then I just go, like, that's something that could be done later.
Yeah, I won't deal with that.
Well,
someone's asking for some divine intervention, and you're like, yeah, maybe tomorrow.
We'll get to it. Yeah, your followers are always the first to die because you're so late on giving aid.
Right. So, what did you roll on your? Oh, your 20th level, and I'm supposed to come no matter what. Can someone else go, guys? Someone. How about you, Solar? Go down there and.
There's this awesome movie on right now. I can't go.
Yeah.
Like, all your spells take 3 turns extra because people keep procrastinating. Like,
what's the casting time on that? 3 instant. Turns, yeah. Why isn't it working?
Yeah, but it's super powerful because when we do get along to it, it's like, that'd be fun. It's like they take a really long time to cast.
Every spell's a ritual, but you can only cast rituals for 1 hour.
Oh, not only that, but man, I prayed. I used my daily prayer a week ago, and I'm just now getting access to the spell.
See, that'd be fun. That'd be a fun thing where it's like, fuck, I don't know. Like, yeah. It's just the god of things that people really want, like, you know, an extra hour of sleep before work. Like, people would be like, fuck, that's really good. I'll just pray to that guy. That guy really hooks me up.
Yeah. What about you guys? Any good answers? What did you have, Ryan? Did you think about it? You have most time to think about it.
I actually, that is true, 100%. But I just thought of it about it now, so we're on equal footing. And you probably believe me because that's how I roll. But
hey, I'm surprised you know what Amy said earlier today. Should I text Ryan and tell him what day it is?
That's funny. So
pretty
I'm
accurate.
I'm thinking the god of logic, feelings, truth. And good. You gotta throw in good, but, just to be clear. Like,
well, that's
what happened to 3.
I said I went
now,
with 4
now we're
because...
really now we're really down a Ryan answer.
Yeah, it's actually the god of Ryan answers, so
yeah.
I could take good off. I'll just say logic, feelings, and truth. And I think a fun like first so logic feelings, see it's a balance. It's like logic but also respecting feelings. But I'm thinking well, the first thing you would be is like make it so that like political ads anytime someone says something, it's instantly fact-checked in a way that's indisputable because it's a godly fact-check. And also on the feeling side, instantly know if people that are saying things are saying them with good intentions or bad. Like, because even if they say the wrong thing, if they're saying them with good intentions, imagine how nice, like, you'd be like, oh, you know, those
Brian
black people are
be...
sure wonderful, and they're like, what the fuck you calling us black? And it's like, oh, that's just a nice old lady.
Brian
like,
wants to be the god of lie detectors.
Basically.
Right? But limited, you know, you don't want to have all... I know Chris wouldn't mind everybody seeing every feeling, but...
Exactly. We'll be such a fucking amazing culture. We're getting there. It's the neural nets here. We're getting there.
Right, dude. You basically, oh, man. That's my helmet everyone has to wear. That when you say something, if it's good intentioned, it's like it's green. If it's bad intentioned, it's red. So you can say something and it sounds like, oh man, that was fucked up, dude. Why would you say that? And you're like, oh no, green.
Bring.
It was good intention, dude. I was asking a question about like why do you like to have your like steaks overcooked?
it's gonna be awesome.
No, that would pop up as like. Dave doesn't actually care about your answer. He's just giving you shit.
That's the yellow.
Dave doesn't actually care about the answer. He's just giving you shit.
Once we have like the neural net, and we can all read each other's minds and shit. It's gonna be easy to tell the bad people because they're the ones with the fucking Magneto like helmets on, blocking everybody.
Yeah. And they'll be like, you know, touting privacy, of course.
Yeah,
but,
of course.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, what about you guys? Dave, 2, Adam, you guys got an answer?
I can only pick 3?
You can go more. Who cares? There's no rules.
Yeah,
you're God.
You want, man. You're... Gods are breaking the rules.
Moodiness.
Ooh.
Quarantine.
Let's see what else.
God of quarantine.
Quarantining.
Expensive life. I gotta get up early,
guys. I gotta get up early.
I'm gonna say not showing up for stuff. not showing up.
That's worse than procrastination.
We asked Adam for an answer, and everybody else gave an answer before Adam did.
I don't know. Bicycles?
Yeah, that's a good one. That seems obvious.
Ryan, did you see my cool new bike yet?
I did. I just saw it on... Well, is that a picture of it?
Speaking of which, have you taken a new ride out yet?
Oh, all week.
I'm taking it out every
day. I know, Joey's like, now it's down to like $200 a ride.
Are you taking Oren too? How is he doing?
Yeah. He loves it.
Okay. Good deal.
I'll get to that in a minute. No, he hasn't fallen off yet.
It's going to be sweet. Joy's gonna come in one day. It's like, yeah, Adam, Oren doesn't really like the bike. He just likes that you like it. So like, he just wants to fucking play with toys, dude. He doesn't want to ride on the back of his fucking bike all the time.
He's like 4, right? He'll do whatever. He don't care.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying like 8 years from now. Yeah, it's like, all right, Oren, back of the bike. Yeah. We're still paying for this
That's
thing.
True. That's
He's
true.
Like, I'm 12, dude. I don't want to fucking ride my own bike anymore. Back the bike, Oren. It's down to $48 a ride. I gotta keep going.
Right. It'll never be zero. Let's see. Water. Hydration.
Jesus Christ.
No, Ryan's a hydration king.
I think that's just logical. It comes out of logic. Drinking.
Yeah, the only problem is I think there's going to be a situation that Chris, being a temporal like a god, comes up with that he asks you to come up with an answer on, and that both logic and feelings will conflict, and you'll be like...
You took the words right out of my hand. His followers are going to go insane trying to wrap around logic and feelings when they contradict. Like, logic and feelings...
They'll have like really robust conversations and like philosophies.
Nothing will get done. It'll actually take longer for your followers to get done than will my followers.
You guys will be mortal enemies because you're seeing who can take the longest to do something.
I can see. I'm imagining. Yeah, I'm just imagining like Klaus. I watched the Umbrella Academy, and I'm thinking of his cult following and how they like are hanging on every word, and they're like, "Wait a second." You know, I'm imagining conversations like that amongst the followers, where they're like, "What does it mean?"
That's just song lyrics by classical songstress Gloria Gaynor.
That was pretty good.
Dave too. Come
what
on,
you got,
buddy.
I got one.
He's got. He's got the most. The most.
I know. God of I'm right, motherfucker.
That's where I thought moodiness kind of fits in because it's like every mood. Depending on how I'm feeling, you know, if I'm, you know,
shit.
I count my own dice or, you know, shut up, Adam.
He's the weather.
I think moods, if there were a god of moods, that's kind of a cool god. Mm-mm. It is, actually.
Not if I can
beat
you with just simple exercise.
Like, well, we're not fighting.
I'm as strong as a god by exercising.
I'm just imagining a D&D character and saying, do you...
Oh, wait a minute.
If you chose to be a worshiper of the god of moods, that could be an interesting thing.
Like god of
thing.
Emotions that can alter emotions? That kind of same thing.
Well, no, that could fall under it, yeah.
Yeah, he gets power. You're in a bad mood. He still gets power. You go, like, exercise. Yeah, I'm not in a bad mood anymore. He's like, okay, I'm the god of moods. Yeah, you're maybe in a good mood now.
My domain.
You did
my domain.
You gave him the same amount of power regardless.
My domain spells, you know, calm emotions or... Rage. You know.
Or no, you roll a d4, and if you roll whatever, you get cure wounds. If you roll, or you get inflict wounds, or you get bane, or you get confusion, or you know, like depending on what your mood is. Dang.
Wait a minute. No, actually, Dave would be like that. I like that. I like that a lot. But I just thought of it. Dave would basically be the fucking the opposite of Adam because Dave has the fuck Adam power. So whatever Adam comes up with, he's basically like, you know, Adam would be like, I'm turning into a swan and fucking some chicks. And Adam would be like, I hate you. And then Dave would be like, I hate you. I want to kill Hercules.
the god of fuck Adam. So that's he's super weak except for he completely nullifies
Adam's walking over riding his bike and all of a sudden his bike goes like what the fuck, and then
it,
he's like
it explodes. Like, why did my bike explode?
And then all of a sudden he walks around the corner and then he drives away.
Spells are like
because he's a god.
Bane Adam.
He drives. Yeah, Bane Adam.
Inflict wounds Adam.
Adam.
Only works on Adam.
I actually want to. I'm going to suggest for Adam that he should be the god of humor and carelessness. I feel like that's a more like. I feel like it's a positive spin, like funny, but also like doing dumb shit that could hurt yourself. What do you think? You can put bicycles too. You're still down to only three things, you know what I mean?
Well, have you seen my bicycle go off a sweet jump?
Not yet.
Oh. It hasn't been done yet, but ooh. It does.
In theory it can do it. So.
In theory. But not with the kid on back.
Alright, fun
time. We'll set it up. You can come riding by Ryan's and just make a jump. We'll wave.
I had a job for you at Ryan. I need an app made. If you can make an app for me, I know apps are really easy, and it's. I think once my idea, you do all the work, and then we'll implement it and we'll split it five ways. And what I think we're gonna do is, so you know how like, I'll give you what it's used for. Sometimes I'm out running, right? I'm running and I'm listening to a music or podcast or something. And they start talking about something. Like, they're like, hey, have you heard of Jordish.com? It's not an ad. It's just some dude like, dude, seriously, this Jordish.com, I fucking used it. It was amazing. It was awesome. I did this. It's not an ad. Just somebody's talking about it. So what I want your app to do is to integrate with that audio. So when it hears something like that, you could say, like, remind me of that later. And it sends you an email so you could look it up later. Because I feel like all these things that I listen to and I'm like, that's cool, I should check that out, I never remember to. So I need like a reminder system to go to my email. So later when I'm sitting here doing nothing, I can be like, oh yeah, there's that email from Jordash.com that I want to check out again. So I wanted to integrate into everything and have verbal access and then send email to my email.
Got it. All right.
So if you get that done, I would appreciate it.
Can you actually do that already with like iPhones and Siri and shit like that? Where you say like, remind me to do this?
Maybe, but I don't have any of those things.
I'm guessing app or Android has the same thing. Like if I hold down this button here and say,
they have something called
remind me to check out Jordash.com.
Okay, so you're holding a phone. I don't hold a phone when I'm running.
Okay, so maybe you'd have to have a hands-free way of doing it. Mm-hmm. But
and
I mean, it's just interesting.
It
I was wondering.
It can't be on a fucking Apple device. I don't got no Apple device. It has to be integrated with everything under the sun. Come on, man.
Okay,
let's
gotcha.
Go.
I need to make it work on all phones, too. I got it. All right.
The other one, not Apple, but the other one, whatever I have.
I don't know what you have.
Android.
Just pick the other one. Right?
Yeah, Android has something, but is it Bixby or something? But I deleted it immediately, or deactivated it, because I would be like running, and if it hears you like try to say a keyword, or sometimes it would just start going bloop, 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 like it wants me to talk, and I'm like, I'm not trying to talk, and it got frustrated, so I got rid of it.
Gotcha.
So your app has to be better than Bixby or whatever the fuck it is.
What is the Android one? Is it like Google Assistant or something?
No, it's like, yeah. It's literally called like Bixby or something.
Yes. Well, remember, Android has like its operating system and then everyone puts their overlays on it.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's
that's
like,
true. That's
yeah,
true.
You have a Samsung phone. It's going to be like blah, 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 whatever.
Yep.
Someone else.
What do I have? Verizon? It's a
Yeah, it's a, well, yeah, Bixby. Yeah. So whatever you have can put their overlay on it and stuff like that. So basically it's just, you know, an Android wrapper or something wrapped around an Android.
Anyways, you do this, take care of it for me, and then we'll be rich.
Oh, good.
Good deal.
All right, I'll work on that. Jordash.com.
No, wait a minute.
Check it out, Jordash.com. There's some nice jeans in apparently or some shit.
I don't know how this got back to the website creation. So, all right, just go to
Wix.com. Yeah, right. I'm going to make a Wix page that's just got a link to Jordash.com and be like, did it, Chris, just like you said.
That's not what I wanted.
You couldn't do that, Ryan, because would your logic and feelings and good domains would not allow you to hurt fellow... And Chris would already know it was coming because of his time powers.
That's true. That would be the hard part.
I'm pretty sure that that's actually my domain, and that's why I keep fucking with myself. I'm like...
It is. That's fucking, okay. You know.
It happens.
Templist. But. Oh, cool. Why did I see that was super funny? Oh, so there's one blockbuster left in the world.
Oh, really?
In, yeah. Like, Wyoming.
Bend, North Oregon. Alaska.
Oh, yeah. It's Oregon?
Yeah, Bend, Oregon, right? And, Airbnb has announced that you can rent out the entire Blockbuster store fitted with overnight accommodations for 3 nights this year, and basically it has videotapes, DVDs, it has all the stuff you have. You get to basically sleep there overnight and just watch the night. I guess if you fucked in the Blockbuster, that'd be cool too.
But... Do they still like sell stuff there or like rent stuff?
No. Yep. No. They're just there as a tourist attraction at this point.
Yep.
I could see that. I'm serious. Or even just like, here, you want to have a Blockbuster in your movie? Go right ahead. Give us 10,000 bucks, you know?
Because you remember a few years ago, there was one left in Alaska. Like, that's what Dave, too, is referring to. And then, like, John Oliver sent them, like, a few gifts that, like, cinematic gifts he bought or something like that.
Yep, so basically they're saying, like, and you can, the cost for booking, which allows up to 4 people, the cost for booking on either September 18th, 19th, or 20th is the cost of a rental, which is $4 for the night.
Okay.
So, I think it's pretty, yeah, and they're just like, they'll be cleaned, you know, blah, 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 clean, disinfected, all that stuff, hand sanitizer, shit like that.
A little closer to home.
Yep.
We can actually rent out our theater that we go to at Imagine for 20 people, $200, and we can watch a movie that has come out or is currently in the theater. And it's our theater. You get to rent it out. You basically can get 20 people, you can social distance within that theater, and then you get reduced concessions as well. It's not bad if you think about it. If you get all 20 people, that's $10 each. You can basically have a movie-going experience with all your friends, okay. Any movie you want that they have on file, and it's your theater.
So it's on file. It might not be everything, but... So,
that's not a hard thing for us. There's 5 people. You know, what we do for, like, the big movie...
There's three people.
Three people right here. Right. There's 3 people.
So it is a little bit harder than you think. But, you know, you could probably do it if we opened it up a little bit. And then you could even say, like, this is your section, this is your section, this is your section, this is your section.
But now...
You need sections back there.
But now it gets me to the thing of, like, what would you pick? Say nothing new, we don't, you know, whatever. That's the thing. It's like, what would you pick that you think you could get 20 people to go to?
The easy choice for me is you make it a matinee, you have a fun kids show, you bring the family, that kind of thing. That'd be kind of cool.
That guy thinks.
You know, for just my friends, like having something cool and fun one night.
I was going to say, come on. Now the real answer. You gave the PC fucking answer. Now get the real answer.
That to me is the one that could actually work. Like that one might work, you know. Somebody puts
fuck
down
it, $200.
Fuck it,
I'll pay $30. I'm paying $30 now, guess what? Fuck it, we need less people.
Yeah.
Okay, because the way it actually is, $99 to rent it, and you have to have a minimum of $20 and for $5 admission. That's their wording. You can have more than 20, but you know, the minimum number is $10 each.
It's so you could do it one.
I think it's one movie. I think it's one movie slot. Basically, you get. I didn't read that far into it though.
Can you watch new releases? Are there new releases? Like.
There are a few, not many, but let me actually pull up the actual email and read it to you guys as you think about what old movie that you might want to watch.
Well, I mean, for me, part of the movie-going experience, like, is a little bit tied to seeing something I haven't seen. I think watching things you have seen is cool, but, like, when I think of going to the movies, I think of going to see some movie that may or may not be good, but I'm hopeful for, and it will have fun, and you know what I mean? I guess so for me, if there was options for new release, even if it wasn't a movie that I was like super jazzed about, I might be more interested in that than a movie I know is good, but I've seen a bunch, you know what I mean? Just personally.
All right.
So,
if I had, oh, what is this? Is there a fucking private room, like a little tiny one, with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7? I think I would go see. Well, fuck. Sorry, I'm renting it out 3 times. I would watch The Lord of the Rings.
All 3 of them?
Yeah.
Fuck it. I'm doing it.
Okay.
That'd be good.
I'm all like, I want the audio. I'm like, you know what? What's the sound you put it on when you have a... They're like, oh, we put it at 20. I say, put it at 23.
Trying to... it doesn't. Okay, it's not very... It just says, book your private cinema. You can rent your own private theater auditorium and fill it with 20 of your guests, provide an intimate moving experience. In your private cinema, you can create your own showings with your favorite previously released film or select from any film currently being shown in theaters. Pricing for the theater rental is $99 and $5 per person with a discounted concession packages available. So there you go.
All right. Estimated number of guests.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It was interesting. I got that email. I was like, let's do some math here. Because I tried doing the math a while back, a few years ago, for like a twin suite, and it still turned out to be like $70 each. And I'm like, ugh, that's expensive. But like $10 each, that's basically a movie price. And it's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm. Maybe but, you can get 20.
Then again, yeah, I don't know what they have out or anything like that.
It is cool they're offering it. I mean, it kind of reeks a little bit of desperation, but at the same time, it's cool, you know. I mean,
they have zero income. They they need somebody.
I know.
They sell popcorn sales right now.
I'm just that's it's somewhat sad that's yeah. The situation.
You know what, Ryan? That wasn't very feeling of you. I think your logical side came forth, but the feeling side didn't.
If you would have had that radar, you would have known my intentions were good, and then I was feeling bad for them.
Oh, you see what he did there? That's funny.
Yeah, he was not wearing the helmet.
You know what? I have a logical feeling question for your followers, for Ryan. So yes. See if you can answer this based on how your followers would answer the question. And everybody else is welcome to join into this discussion as well. One of your followers, say the head priest, who's young, he's only like 22, because who the fuck joined your religion? He's walking down the street, and he sees a very attractive young woman from behind. And she's got a really nice butt. He's a butt man. So he's looking at her butt going, holy shit, that is a nice butt. I'm using the word butt and not ass to be less offensive, apparently. Because
it's not working.
Keep in mind, this is just what he's attracted to. He can't help what's in his loins, what's in his genetics, right? He's attracted to butts.
Yeah.
And maybe she's got some long hair, shoulder length hair, or a little bit longer. And I don't know, she's a brunette, so she looks really good, right? And he's walking up and he's walking by. He has no intention of doing anything because he's like, you know what? I'm in a committed relationship right now. I don't really need to meet this person. I will just observe from here and think I'm attracted to this person. And then that person turns around and she's like 15. Now, by the strictest definition, that person's not a pedophile because he didn't act on it. But should he morally be conflicted or confused by his attractiveness to this young girl? Using logic and feelings.
I think he would feel momentarily ashamed. But then logic would come in and remind him that he didn't know any better. And so then he should... get over it. And then the truth of it would be like, there's no truth there. The whole thing was truth. That's my best take. That would be a young acolyte's definition. Like a higher level priest would probably have a much more eloquent answer.
Should society judge him for those thoughts?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Really?
No, No, that was just more to judge you, because it sounds like a situation that you happened to run into.
No, not at all. I would never run into the situation. But it got me thinking how, like, and we talked about this before, how, like, the difference, I don't know, being, is if you're attracted to specific types, and that doesn't really change. It can change a little bit, I guess, but it's kind of hardwired into you based on how you were raised and what you saw and stuff like that and other crap, right? So a true pedophile is somebody who's attracted to young children, like 8 years old and 7 years old. Like, that's creepy. And I was going to apologize to pedophiles out there, but I'm not going to. I'm like, it's creepy. I'm sorry. Get a job or something. So
get a better hobby.
But when somebody doesn't look like a young child, instead looks like a young woman, but doesn't happen to be a young woman, that's something different.
Right. At least
that's the way I take it. Now, I'm sure Adam has a completely different answer, because he's our resident super lefty. You got a bike, don't you?
That's true. Fucking hippie.
I am?
A fucking hippie bike? Yeah!
Why does that make me a super lefty?
I don't know. I just
first of all, you're a fucking hippie.
I prefer the term hipster.
See that?
I didn't know there was
different. I can see that. Oh, yes. Hippies literally like things. Hipsters like to hate things that are not what they like.
I have one more question for Ryan. Yeah, is there anybody in the WNBA that you could beat one-on-one?
Are we shooting three-pointers? Because then most I could...
Hustle. Game of Hustle. 21.
I don't know. Probably not.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure no. Okay. I would say there's like a 1% chance. Like, maybe there's like a super good tall person who's super slow, but they just like doesn't move very fast, and but they have a role that they play in the game, and I could take advantage of that. But they're better on a team than me. But I think on a team, there's no way I would be better than any of them.
Interesting. The shortest.
Now, but
one, shortest one's
that's just
5'2",
because I'm rusty,
and she doesn't move that fast. I watch her play. So I mean, I'm just saying. I bring this up because last week, remember I brought up that. Was that the Australian national soccer team that got beat by the JV team, the 14-year-old or 15 and under year team, during a scrimmage?
Yep.
That's based solely on what do you call it? Athletic performance, right? Like, they're just more athletic. And so I'm wondering if you think there's anybody in the WNBA that you are more athletic than.
I'm guessing no, but I wouldn't be surprised in my heyday if I would put up a pretty good challenge.
Your heyday?
No.
What the fuck is your heyday, dude?
I'm a little out of shape right now, is all I'm saying.
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you?
I know so.
What's the metrics you base that on?
Like, I don't run very much anymore, and I used to run more.
Don't you play soccer?
No, soccer's been canceled for like a long time.
All right, hang on a second, Adam. Do you think there's anybody in the W Bike League that you can outbike?
Yeah, all of them.
All right.
Have you seen my bike?
I went down. You weren't here for it, Ryan, but I went down a long rabbit hole of men versus women in athletic competition, and it's very enlightening. But that eventually got me to that. I think you shared it a few years ago. The three, I think they're Japanese pro soccer players that take on 100 children. The video of it.
Yep.
They just kill everybody.
It's just funny watching 100 little kids run around in circles.
Oh, I remember that too from a long time ago.
Right. Like, yeah, it's like on League where they go like one, you know, like one challenger player versus five silver players.
Yeah.
And like, if they swarm him properly, they might kill him, but a lot of times they're just better.
Yeah.
I would think you could win five silver pretty easily.
But the thing is, if they know how to communicate, that's the problem, is they always say, like, they don't, like, low levels, they do alright, it's just they don't know how to communicate royal, and they don't know how to, you know, like, move or take, small advantages that pros get. That they can understand, like, oh, we push them out of lane here, they lose a whole wave, I rotate now and can do this other thing that pros do.
And League is a snowball game. So if you know how to take those little advantages and snowball into a 18-0 Akali, you're just going to kill everybody 5v1, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably a few champions that could, yeah. I mean, I think definitely one pro with like four, like bronze or something, maybe. Well, I don't know. Actually, that might make it harder because they might feed.
There's videos out there.
There's videos, yeah.
You can watch it. Byron. Huh. That's that dude's name. The little dude, the 1-year-old kid, his name is Byron.
Byron?
Got it.
Lord Byron?
Now, do you think he's 1 year old from Minnesota? Do you think his parents named him after Lord Byron? Or Byron Buxton.
Oh, Byron Buxton.
Yeah.
I don't know, do you think they know who fucking you Lord, know, like, Byron, Lord is? Byron is?
I don't know. They have chickens. Does that have
to do with anything?
Does that affect what you might think of?
I like how Dave just laughed at you there.
Hey, what does that mean? I'll explain. Not many people have chickens. So if you have chickens, you might be a free thinker and a free range thinker. And if you're a free range thinker, maybe you've heard of Byron Buxton, and maybe you've heard of Lord Byron.
That's pretty good. Pretty funny. I don't know, man. They have chickens. I'm going to use that from now on, from like when someone asks a question where like you don't really have a good answer, but you just want to say something. Like,
they have chickens.
I'm just going to say, I don't know. They have chickens. And they'll be like, what the fuck?
Bark, bark, motherfucker.
It's funny because any of you watch that Holy Moly?
I
watched a few, yeah.
It's a mini golf game with fucking the former Marine, what's his name?
Right. The guy who's always in the movie, like he's in I'll go on fucking Kobayashi.
Yeah, he's the comedian that does the color commentary. And it's kind of like a humorous thing, because first they do mini golf, then they do an obstacle course challenge thing. And that's now what Leander and Adonis think golf is. So whenever they're playing golf, they'll hit a golf ball and then go do an obstacle course. And then come back and do it again. But there was one where the guy, his nickname was Applesauce. And the entire time he ate applesauce. He's that was his shtick, right? And at the end, when he won, where he won the first one, they dumped applesauce on him. And he kept saying, I'm going to win all the applesauce. I win all the applesauce. And they didn't really understand what he was saying. So I was like, he gets the applesauce if he wins. So now whenever anybody wins anything, I'm like, he's going to win all the applesauce. So like you're saying, Ryan, that is now our saying in our household is, I guess you win all the applesauce.
Well, that's a good one. I like it.
Yeah, it's a roundabout way.
Lord Byron, though.
What's that?
Ryan should know about Lord Byron.
Yeah, he was gay. No, I'm just kidding.
Ryan got no chicken, man.
Right, but his only legitimate child was Ada Lovelace, who is regarded as the foundational figure in the field of computer programming.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you should just like do a little research, Ryan. And
all right, I'll do that.
Do it.
Apparently, you should know that.
You should, Ryan. Really should.
Well, before we get to fun news, you should probably talk about politics, right?
No.
Well, I'll just mention it because there was big news this week when Trump showed himself to be an idiot again. But the other big news, of course, is what's her name? Kamala Harris is the VP pick for Biden. Thoughts, reactions, go.
Trump has already started to question her birthright to be able to be president.
Are you serious?
That came out. Awesome. Yep. Yes. Yep.
Because basically, yeah, because if you do not meet the prerequisites to be president, you cannot be vice president.
He's already questioning her birth certificate.
Oh my god. It's like a parody, you know? It's
Yet, you know, he's donated money to her before she ran for office.
Twice.
Really?
Oh, yeah, totally $6,000. Was it $6,000? Yeah.
He used to be a Democrat. This isn't, like, I mean...
I just think this is funny. I think it'll come up again and again. Like,
it's beyond funny. It's just,
I mean, he was born in Oakland. Is that not true? Is it, like, Oakland... Oakland, Brazil, no. She was born in?
Oakland, because her mom is, like, some...
Indian.
Yeah, Tamil. Yeah, Tamil, Indian, so Southeast India.
So?
And their dad's Jamaican. But they're both, like, super smart. And then basically then, because I read all about her, I was like, it was interesting. And then they got divorced when she was seven, and her mom got a job in Canada, so she went to school in Canada. And then, but she, and then she was like, meh, I like Los Angeles when she grew up, and she came back here, did all that shit, but
I don't know much about her, but she annoyed me during the early debates.
She was bigger than Bernie.
Of course she did.
Is she a nasty woman, Ryan?
She, well, kind of, but like...
You hear that?
Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
fucking well,
I'm hearing it.
What he's saying.
I'm hearing it.
Yeah, I know. It's like totally you can't say that. But like she did come off kind of like rude. And it wasn't because she was a woman. She happens to be a woman. You're the one who threw that in there. She just like came off as rude. Now that said, I think she's probably pretty damn accomplished and smart. And I think she actually comes off more Republican. I think she might give Trump a real hard time and he'll have a hard time dealing with her.
She's a bulldog.
Yeah, so I think she'll be good. I just like she rubbed me the wrong way, and you know you want civility, right? We harp on Trump because he doesn't have any civility, and I think we should harp on him for that. But she showed some times where she just like came off as like not especially civil to me.
I think she was using logic. To mess and see, but it messed with your feelings, didn't it, Ryan? She talks like a lawyer. That's the whole thing, is because she's a lawyer.
No, yeah. She talks like a cocky person that like thinks they know everything, but like doesn't care what you think.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it is. You watch some of those debates, especially from 2000. I mean, Tulsi called her out right on her biggest issues, and that's one of the reasons why they were talking about not bringing her, because she has some skeletons in her closet from shit that she did. Luckily, those skeletons are the exact same skeletons that Republicans like support, so they can't really harp on them.
And what are they like? Oh, you tried to make money in some questionable way.
No, her big one is like prison reform. Like she's really against retrial, reprison, any type of reforms. And she like went after. And she went after parents of truant kids. They were like, if your kid isn't going to school, we're going to go after you and fine you. But, I mean, that's not really a good policy. So there's a few things like that people see as she's unwilling to compromise or change. But if that's the biggest you got, I think you're fine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and that you said, those sound like Republican things,
right?
Like,
exactly. So they can't really
Republican
say
Republican values that like then would be hard to get used against her.
Right.
It might be used against her if she was in the primaries and trying to, you know, but like now it's like okay, everybody's on her side from Democrats' perspective, anyways.
But yeah, your boy. But I was saying when you said nasty woman, I was just saying that is a classic Trumpism to call any woman a nasty woman.
It is. Anyone
who questions him, he's like, oh, there's nasty. It's like Hillary Clinton, nasty woman. Kamala Harris, nasty woman. What? Giselle, Maxine, I wish her well.
Yeah.
Literally a person who is a nasty woman. I wish her well.
My favorite meme so far has been, here's what the Democrats put up for 2020. An old white dude and a cop. Like they don't really understand the Democrats very well, do they?
Yeah, I think I'm actually pretty hopeful about the combo,
but
I do want to see her debate. I don't know if like that's the thing. She'll never will she ever be in a debate with Trump?
With Pence?
Not with Trump. Pence. With Pence.
No, it'd be with Pence.
Oh, Pence how will Pence eat up? No problem. Pence
but how will
like,
Pence be able to do it? Because Mother won't let him go on stage with another woman.
Will Pence even be there? There's no like. There's talk of me replacing him.
Yeah.
Let's replace Pence. He's served his time. Let's get somebody else.
He basically, because it's like, hey, you got me elected by getting the fucking religious right as much as you did. So I don't need you anymore. I need someone to motivate. I need a sassy black lady.
You know, that's what's kind of fucked up is from that perspective, you can't argue with them because you could be like, Trump did this and did this and did this and said this and did this. And then they're like, well, he asked forgiveness from God, so now he's born again, he's pure. I'm like, oh my God. I can't argue that. That is a, in your world, that is a truism. I can't argue that.
No matter what I do, as long as I give my deathbed confessional, I'm good too. Yep. Ah, fuck, you got me.
Yep. So the way it is.
I'll be like, so it is written on earth, it shall be in heaven. Dogma will get you.
I was listening to a talk with, it was Andrew Yang and someone else, I don't remember. But it was, the topic of it was essentially how Democrats basically have gotten intellectually lazy because they're so much more obviously right. And let me, it was kind of weird because he was basically saying, like, Republicans do policies that help 1% of the population, and then they have to convince 51% that it's a good idea. So they fucking work their lines and their story points and rhetoric and comebacks and rebuttals and whatever. They get them down super tight so they can get 51%. But then, the Democrats on the flip side are getting things that actually help most people. Like, so they like don't have to like try as hard. They think, because it should be self-evident that doing things that help people would be good for people. But instead, they don't come together like they would need to. I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah, makes sense.
A funny thing, because it does seem true. Like, Republicans generally help the 1% and then convince people that it's patriotic, it's about loyalty, and it's about tradition.
No. And it trickles down to you. Don't worry about it. Why don't you just start with me? No. It'll trickle down to you.
Yeah, it's so funny. But.
All right, cool. All right, so that's our politics for the evening, or has anybody else got anything else to say about it?
I got nothing.
All right.
It's tangentially related to politics. So, Cardi B and this lady Megan Thee Stallion put out a video. It's called WAP, which just stands for Wet Ass Pussy, and it's basically them rapping about how their pussy is so good, I can get men to do whatever I want and all this stuff. And all it is, it's super hypersexual, and every right-wing person has been freaking out about it because they're like, oh, is this what you do for kids? And it's like, it's not for you. Why are you watching it and getting angry at it? Because it's not for you. Like, if you want to watch a video of Ben Shapiro freaking out over a video that is not designed for him, it's like, he gets so awkward and uncomfortable because these women are just... Yeah, but I put the link to the video. That video is fucking nuts. It starts off with, like, fucking a statue with nipples shooting water all over the place. And fucking... Oh, it is crazy.
Interesting.
It is so hilarious. Like, it's so hypersexual that you're just like... You just laugh at it, and then you go, oh, this is going to make a lot of people angry. A lot of white people angry.
That is funny. But it is true, like, a talk...
Constants on the wall that are just like squirting water.
But like, people really care about things like it's a, like the kneeling debate in a way. People get really offended by the kneeling. Or when you think about it, like, see, that's the thing. You don't like see it as a disrespect of the tradition, the glorious tradition of the flag. I'm not saying I don't disagree with you. I think it's kind of ridiculous. It's like fucking people that are on their knees. Like, to me, it's like, who cares? You know, it's like standing on your toes. It's like getting mad they're on their toes. I don't know. But people are really into tradition, and they see things as being like really offensive easily. Like, that's just wrong, and it's weird.
I don't think they do. I think it's political. I think
if
you said any, like, taking a knee in any other world, in any instance in the world, is considered, like, respectful, right? So the only way that it cannot be is if you somehow tell people it's not. And they did that at a high level by making it political. I mean, it's not otherwise. Name another instance when taking a knee isn't respectful.
Dude, you literally pray on your knees.
Like, okay. I don't understand it. That's fair. But usually you're supposed to stand with your hat off and your hand on your heart.
No,
you know.
You're not. They made that. That's fucking bullshit as well. In the military, you leave your hat on, you stand at attention, right?
Well, that's sort of the standard. I'm not, you know, I don't care, but
I know you don't.
I think it's similar. I can believe how people see it that way, because, and it may be because people talked about kneeling being disrespectful and they just like spread it like a virus and people bought it. But like the people on that side, like I went to like a rodeo and they're waving flags and talking about like our soldiers and their sacrifice and really talking about being patriotic to the point where it was like almost like, you know, it seemed over the top to me. It was like, oh, okay,
sure,
right.
But like they buy that, this is, they believe it. Then you do something with regards to that same flag and someone says like they're disrespecting our country and our soldiers and our way of life. Those same people that, you know, are patriots freak out. It is what it is. I think it's weird. I don't personally care if you fucking kneel. I respect life's more than traditions. That's my thing.
Well, I just like talking to those people because there's a logical inconsistency there that doesn't make any sense. And I like to point it out to them. I mean, and how many of those people probably let their flag touch the ground? That is the disrespectful thing you're never supposed to do with a flag. Is it's not supposed to be on the ground. It's the reason why people died in war movies to go get the flag and pick up the flag, and not just America, all over the place.
Right, and what I don't understand is there's literal like statutes and stuff that say, hey, the flag's not supposed to be on fucking any kind of, like, it can be used on uniforms and whatnot. It cannot be used as you can't wear a shirt with a big American flag. That's a statute. People have decided to go against it and whatnot. People are like, you're not supposed to put the American flag on anything disposable. 4th of July comes, there's American flag on fucking paper cups and paper plates, and you eat off them and throw them away.
I think that you probably could like make some Republicans uncomfortable by going to one of those picnics and being like, I can't believe you're disrespecting the flag by presenting it on your dirty t-shirt and your plate.
Your fucking, like, underwear. It's on your underwear, isn't it, you son of a bitch?
Your underwear touches your dirty ass and your testicles. Are you rubbing your testicles across the flag of this great nation?
And then just like say, leave. Get out of here. Go to a different country if you don't have respect. Imagine how they'd feel. They probably would act poorly. But it'd be fun to do. I'd like to videotape it.
There would never be that point where all of a sudden they go like, I see what you did there. I do that to other people. Maybe I should stop that. That would never happen.
Yeah, most likely.
Probably not. You're probably right. But you never know. Maybe there'd be like some waking moment or something for every like 18th one or something, but you're probably right. It probably won. I love that discussion because I feel like I'm in a place of privilege for most people where people are like, you don't love our country. I'm like, what the fuck have you done? You know? And then we can actually have a conversation, but people are idiots is basically the whole point of this discussion, right? So get better.
But the one thing though, so kind of related to this, I was talking about how I was saying Democrats are lazy, but they were talking about like selling healthcare or something. Selling anything that helps people, and like they're saying, why don't we sell it like Republicans, sell it to Republicans and say something like, you know, when our warriors go to battle and they fight side by side, brothers at arms, if one man goes down, no one leaves them, no man left behind. That's the American way. That's how we do things. That's what makes us strong. And the same goes for, you know, if one of ours is sick, we're going to take care of them. It doesn't matter where they come from. They're by our sides. You know, they're Americans. You know, like they could, you could see the cases being made for the very things that, you know, they hate. You know, it would be interesting to see if it worked, if they like went all in on that kind of thing.
Yep. And so I remember, if you remember a few podcasts back when I brought that up to my father-in-law, who I love and respect, and because that's kind of how I put healthcare. I was like, you are an asset to this country. You pay your taxes. We get revenue off that to fund the country. You are an asset. We should take care of you. Well, that's one step closer to a dictatorship. I'm like, wait, what? Where did that jump come from? I'm talking about taking care of you because you pay your taxes and help the country, and we're now a dictatorship. I'm so confused.
I'm pretty sure that maybe made no sense. Like, that might have just been a simple case of it made no sense.
Well, that he tied it into, well, if they can give it to you, they can take it away. I'm like, but they can do that for anything. It doesn't matter. But you're right. It should be an easy discussion. So.
They literally can. They can say, like, hey, man, you're like, oh, man, I have health care. I've been doing great. And they literally go, like, yeah, you have a pre-condition. Condition. I'm sorry, we're taking it away. But I prayed. Oh, we took it away.
Yep.
We can do that with everything.
Apparently, they can do that with Social Security, too. That's they're trying to do. So.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Good political talk. Political hour over, because I know it makes Adam uncomfortable. He needs to get back to his bikes. So, being the far lefty that he is. What's going on in the world of entertainment and such, huh?
MacGruber TV show. It's happening.
Really?
Really? I put a teaser trailer up there. It's going to be on Peacock. It looks fucking so stupid. It looks so stupid. It's just so epic. And like, it looks great. I just like that world that he lives in, where he is terrible at everything, but he's so good at ripping throats.
Ripping throats. That's right.
I know you want to go. I know you want to go for the turkey. I got you wet, you fucker.
That show is fucking funny. Or that guy. I like that character.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that
interesting. It looked
great. I mean, it'll be next year, but because nobody's doing anything right now. But other than that, Dave might have had some stuff. He likes TVs.
Like
stuff. Yeah, no, I had some stuff. Not necessarily TV related. So I came across this a guy named Samuel Kim. He does, you know, he kind of does his own take on franchise type music. So he actually did Star Wars covers, but in medieval style. So he's using like lutes and you know, old medieval type instruments, and he's doing covers of them, and they're amazing. I sit back and just have them on repeat. They're kind of fun to listen to, especially the Duel of the Fates. That one's pretty epic. But
that's cool.
So yeah, I put a link there. The link I put in goes to the Nerdist site, but you can just look up Samuel Kim Music on YouTube, and he's got his own page.
See, Ryan, right now I should be able to say, remind me of Samuel Kim Music, and then later on I'll get an email that says, you should remember Samuel Kim Music.
I'm pretty sure your phone has that.
It definitely does not.
So, yeah, no, if you get a chance, check that out. They're kind of fun. The other thing I had on there was, so I didn't know about this, but I guess like a year ago, this guy did a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reboot trailer, taking the whole story of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and instead making it into a drama instead of a comedy.
I remember hearing about this.
Yeah, well, they're doing it now. It's in development. It's probably going to end up on Netflix, they said. But yeah.
I actually bet you that'd be kind of cool.
A drama?
Well, like, you know, there's shows. I mean, comedies, I love comedies. But there are dramas that are good. Like, mm-hmm. We watch them all the time. And one that talks about a dude who's living with his rich family, and he left his place, and like, you could sing the song, you know the story, you know the plot.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground.
Yeah, exactly. It seems like a reasonable plot for a drama. It just is, you know, like, it's just so used to being in a comedy. I think it's interesting. I there's a lot of times when they take serious things and they make a funny version of it. But I don't. Is there examples you can think of where they take a funny thing and make a serious version of it? I can't think of it.
I mean, a lot of the plot of some of the middle of those episodes is very serious, right? It's supposed to be a very special, right. You know. Those are easy to move over.
So. Right. Mm-hmm.
Carlton using drugs.
Yeah, speed. He was on speed for a while. Remember.
Yep.
And then with today's climate, Black Lives Matter.
That's right there. That's the scene. That's the drama scene.
Yes.
Why does he love me?
He won't want me. Why does my dad want me?
Right.
But no, I watched the trailer. It's like 3.5 minutes long. It would be interesting. It's updated. You know, it's really updated for today, and with everything that's going on, it kind of really hits home a little bit. Just it was interesting. So, definitely feel free to check that out. It's on YouTube. But those are the only things that I had this week. that have come up that I've seen?
I have a teaser trailer for... I don't know any more about it, but G4 Video Game Channel is coming back.
Yeah, I heard that.
Right.
I heard that
because
too.
Because, like, dude, I love that channel so much, dude. I thought it was great.
I don't know if I watched that. Maybe I didn't have cable at the time.
I watched Attack of the Show every now and then, but not much else.
Yeah. Just.
But it was cool to have on in the background.
Right. And they had, the game reviews were fun. It was basically just a fun show. Like, they had the Video Games Awards first started on there, like, fucking 10 years ago, 11 years ago.
Yeah, and the weird thing is, like, video games are, like, the highest grossing media.
Yep.
For entertainment. They far surpass movies, television. But yet there's very few channels devoted to them, which seems weird, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they almost rely a lot on print media instead of...
Mm. Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I think they said Olivia Munn is in talks of actually coming
back. They have talked to all of the people. And I was like, Kevin Pereira and Morgan Webb, they all talked to them. And I was like, dude, are you going to get the old crew back together? That would be weird.
I think I heard something about Twitch rebranding too, to like Prime Gaming or something, since they're owned by Amazon, which makes me not want to watch it more. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Twitch seems indie and alt and fun, but Prime Gaming just sounds like I went to Facebook Gaming, but a different medium.
Is Facebook Gaming a thing?
Facebook Gaming.
Was it Twitch itself that was rebranding, or was it the Twitch Prime Gaming that just kind of dropped the name Twitch?
What's the difference?
Twitch,
I don't know what Twitch Prime Gaming is. Anyways. Well, you guys, while our research team looks that up, I'll drop a very disturbing fact I learned at another podcast. The U.S. has about 4.5% of the world population, right?
Yep.
With you so far.
Did you know we have almost 25% of the world's prison population?
I see. Fucking winning. We're the best.
This ties into the Kamala Harris thing real quick, because she's against prison reform. But isn't that fact blew me away. We have 4.5% of the world population and 25% of the world prison population. We have 35% of the world women prison population. That to me shows there's something wrong. I mean, I've never really looked into it that hard, but just those stats, I mean, there's something wrong. That's a discrepancy in the data, the glitch in the matrix that doesn't seem to work, make sense.
That is weird.
How many of those are African American?
A higher percentage.
Right.
I can't give you that number, but it is definitely a higher percentage.
Yeah, I don't know. No, so Twitch itself is not rebranding. The Twitch Prime you get from being able to subscribe to one Twitch channel and the free games you get every month and stuff like that is just becoming Prime Gaming.
Mm.
Right. So Twitch is staying Twitch. Everyone knows it. They're not doing it. It's basically your free subscription. And, like, you know, when you open your thing on your right-hand side, where they give you, like, oh, cool, you get, like, if you play this game, we'll give you a free skin. You play this game, we'll give you, like, 1,000 gold bucks in this game and stuff like that. All that stuff is just going to be under Prime Gaming.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
To go along with Prime Video, Prime Music, so on and so forth. That just fits the narrative.
Makes me much happier. Ryan, you like watching Cutie Pie. Cutie Pie and Dyrus did a duo video of a league game recently where they were being sponsored by Jack in the Box. It was fucking funny how they just kept bringing up Jack in the Box. They're really good at the editors are really good at that. It's like 12 minutes long. You should watch it. It's fun.
They must have done a couple because I watched one recently with the two of them.
That's probably what I watched.
It didn't have Jack in the Box in it, though.
No, you definitely... Well, it was Jack Attack, and it's like, text Jack Attack to this number to get your free thing or something.
I wasn't paying enough attention, but I don't think they were doing that.
You would have noticed. It was 100 times.
It was fun to see them together.
They play a lot together. They play, like, Black Desert online and stuff, but it was like, oh, that kill brought to you by Jack Attack. Text Jack Attack.
That's funny. That is pretty funny. Dire still sounds so like they're good complimentary in the way that like
yes.
like Cutie's so excitable and like Dyrus is so monotone that they both he sounds more monotone next to Cutie and Cutie sounds real more good, excited. Good. It's like a good like, couple,
oh,
like a
comedic man, couple. There's like this guy blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Adam, just to answer your question, 35% are black. 25% are Hispanic in prison.
Still a lot.
It's fucking ridiculous compared. That's like 12% of the population. But anyways, one more bad thing to bring us out. Dave, a little bit from you and a little bit from suggestion from Netflix. While I've been playing Civilization, which is a turn-based game, gives me a lot of extra time. I've had Community on my other screen, and that show is really fun. You know that. We all know that. I actually don't think I've really watched it since the first time through, and that had to be like, what, 15 years ago? Something like that?
Yeah, it was a long time ago, yeah.
So you really notice all the people who are in it that are like stars or like bigger people right now.
Yep.
And I want to say two more things. One is that they did a really good job of giving pretty much everybody equal screen time, even though it was an ensemble of like seven different people and stuff. They did a really good job of keeping everybody involved. The show's really funny. And it made me sad that Leonard died last year.
Yep.
Leonard is Richard Erdman. He played Leonard in like 55 episodes of it or something. So a lot of them. He's in it Leonard. A lot.
It's like, God damn it, Leonard.
Yeah. But I mean, the dude had been working since 1944. He was like 95 right. years old. He was definitely right. not like, oh, that's a tragedy. But I was thinking how fun it was probably for him since he's a character actor all his life. He did a lot of war movies and stuff like that.
Right.
And then at the end, he got to play this stupid character that's like his, I mean, his catchphrase was, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just really fun for him. So it made me happy for him.
Yeah. So, but one more thing. HBO Max, whatever. It's like, it's another streaming service. But they have decided to take the approach I am glad that they are taking for older movies that may not have, like, you know, may not be considered PC today. They're not changing them at all. They're basically putting a video thing in front of them or, you know, something to read to show how they are. So the newest one was Blazing Saddles, a movie that could not be made today unless, you know, a very specific time frame. 1974 came out. So basically, this lady who's from TMC, Turner Classic Movies, University of Chicago professor was basically, her thing was like, this movie is an overt and audacious spoof of classic westerns. It is provocative today as it was when it premiered back in 1974. Those attitudes are espoused by characters who are explicitly portrayed here as narrow-minded, ignorant bigots. The film's real and much more enlightened perspective are represented by the two main characters.
Yeah.
Basically just saying, like, the assholes are assholes and say the asshole shit. Everyone else, like the two main characters, are the good guys. Just remember, it's like the assholes are saying the asshole stuff. And I'm like, yeah.
It's really true. Like, there's no reason to whitewash is a term. We need a term for PC wash, the history of the past, because then we don't learn from it. So yeah, that's a good
point. Right.
Huh. That's a good review. Whoever wrote that, kudos. And 1.5 thumbs up.
Ooh, 1.5. Yes, nice. But yeah, so that's the last thing, I guess.
All right. Anybody do anything
fucking,
this weekend?
Watch that fucking Cardi B video. It's fucking great.
Any of you fools do anything fun this weekend? Besides riding your bike?
This coming weekend or last weekend? Because last weekend...
I don't care, riding
the bike.
I mean, you can speak to whichever you wish, but the weekend starts tomorrow, so...
Oh, shit. Really?
I've got a baby shower that's being thrown for my brother. And,
which brother?
Once again, Tim. We weren't invited. We weren't invited to the wedding. No. We weren't invited to the engagement. We weren't invited to the waiting baby shower. It's all getting all fucked up. I mean, I consider him a close personal friend, but I guess not. I guess I'm an asshole. So.
Does he know?
Oh, yeah.
He's
and then supposedly there's a birthday next week. It's a big birthday next week for him. So supposedly we're having a party for him Sunday that is just the family.
Oh, it's on the same day as Amy. That's right, because they are birthday twins.
That's right.
That makes sense. Oh, speaking of birthday, so the boys were helping me wrap their Amy's presents today. And I was like, okay, guys, you cannot tell Amy her presents. You can't tell mommy her presents. It's a surprise. And they're like, okay, yeah, sure, okay. We go outside and play. Mom, can I play Zelda when you play Zelda? I'm like, dude, Zelda is one of her presents.
Now we got to take it back.
No, oh, it's just man. Like, she's still got four other ones that he hasn't spoiled yet.
But I'm saying, like, that would be great to just have a bunch of stuff and you'd be like wrapping them up, guys. All right, guys, let's get here. Don't tell mom these. And then it's just ridiculous stuff. Hey, mom, why do you have this? Like, it's like a massager. That's cool. Can we use the massager while you use the massager?
Daddy got you something that vibrates.
It's shaped like Weird Al. What? And then all of a sudden you get her a bunch of just stupid stuff like, here's a 4-pack of light bulbs.
Yeah, it's generally the stuff I get her. I'm like, happy birthday, here's a vacuum. She's like, oh, thanks.
And these are the first three things I saw at the dollar store. That's funny. Yeah, Leo does that too. Like, not like he almost tries more. He like doesn't say what it is, but he says everything about it. Like, if it was Zelda, he'd be like, oh man, you're going to love playing this thing where you get to be a guy on the Switch and you can use swords and you got to save, you know, like he, and you're like, Toad, you shut it, just be quiet. You've given away so many clues.
That's fun though.
I don't got plans yet for the weekend. How about you?
Well, remember you guys, we talked about how I wanted like fair food stuff. And we went, it was a fair food finder. And I'm like, that site is useless. It tells me nothing. My sister forwarded me something. I think it started on Monday and it go through Sunday in Coon Rapids. There's a fair food like area where they have about like 5 or 6 different trucks. So we're going to go do that, I think, tomorrow night. Just get a corn dog, some French fries, and some lemonade. And just for the hell of it, have some fun. Try to avoid people as best as possible. That kind of thing. So that's our big goal. And then Amy's going to have her pseudo birthday on Saturday. That's about
fun.
It.
Like a pseudo pod.
I mean, her first birthday. She gets several, right?
Yeah.
It's their week.
Yeah. Yeah. And be like, hey, you know, like, here's your age, and then here's your birthday age. You've had 458 birthdays.
That's okay. I believe in celebrating yourself because nobody else really will. So I'm happy to help her celebrate her.
Everybody says you celebrate yourself every day. Every day you wake up in the morning.
And you should.
Take one look in the mirror and you go, mwah, mwah, all right.
Wait a minute. Do the camera in my mirror, you son of a bitch.
No, we just all do it.
Oh, okay. It's just a standard thing. All right.
It's pretty easy to know what you're doing.
Shut up, man. You don't know me. But what do you know, Adam? How can people get in touch with us?
Well, Chris, check us out on Facebook at Geeks Next Door. We got a website, geeksnextdoor.xyz. And check us or drop us an email at geeksnextdoorftw. That's for the win, Chris. @gmail.com.
Good job, buddy. All right, everybody. We'll be back next week. Remember to always laugh when you can because it's cheap medicine. Have a good week. That was a Byron quote. See how I put it all together?
Oh, nice. Well done.